You just have to find a way to make it all click. And, you know, I think that hopefully, you know, our plan is to obviously see some more of these big plays.
What do you see in their secondary? Physical? Do they like to take chances?
Absolutely. They're a physical bunch. Talented, you know, across the board. You know, it'll be a challenge for us, but it's one that we're definitely willing to accept.
Does that give you an advantage? I mean, you're a smaller, faster kind of receiver. They're sort of bigger, more physical type corners. They're, you know, they're not the guys that run 4.3, 4.4, 4.40. So how much does that sort of maybe play to your favor?
It depends. You just got to get, you know, you don't let them use their strengths and you try and use yours. You know, keep their hands off of you and, you know, just run your route, know your assignment, and get to where you're supposed to be. And, you know, Eli always does a great job of just putting it exactly where it needs to go.
Odell, I think it's fair to say that you're still much of an unknown quantity to people around the league. We've seen you put one game on tape so far. How much of an advantage is that for you, do you believe?
I definitely like it, you know, to an extent, because, you know, they don't know, you know, what I do unless you were to go back and watch college film, which, you know, teams aren't going to do that. And, you know, I only have one game on tape, so they have to go off just a one game and trying to measure up to, you know, to that and seeing, you know, tendencies and techniques just off of one tape. So it definitely works in my favor, I'd say.
And you play a lot faster than you look on tape, don't you?
I try to, for sure.
This being your first division game, how much are you looking forward to seeing what this Eagles-Giants rivalry is about?
I'm definitely looking forward. You know, I've been asking around as if this is like the Ole Miss LSUs or the Ole Miss Alabamas, LSU Alabamas, and, you know, they're saying it's quite a rivalry. So, you know, being able to go on the road and you know, experience this is something that I'm looking forward to.
What have you been told about the Philly fans? They're pretty, you know, they have a reputation.
I heard they're a rough crowd. They're a rough crowd, to say the least.
With the way Larry started out this season, of course, Victor's reputation, do you expect that to open things up for you a little bit more?
Definitely. You know, the plan is, you know, to, you know, towards the back end of the season, you know, maybe teams start to respect, you know, Ruben and myself a little more, and then it opens it up for Vic. You know, we're all trying to work together. You know, you see him getting, you know, bracketed and double covered, and it makes for the two guys on the outside. It's like you have to be the ones to make a play, and same with Larry Donnell, and you have him, you know, making plays all across the field. It just makes it hard to do matchups.
How much do you expect your workload to increase as you move along here, included in that being special teams?
I definitely look, you know, when it's time to, you know, increase it, definitely boost it up. I can't really tell you when the time is. That's kind of, you know, back up to the trainers. And, you know, we've seen it slightly increase, and I get a few reps on, you know, punt return, and, you know, just each and every opportunity is a blessing.
Do you think you're there, health-wise, to run, you know, to play the 60 reps if you needed to, plus a couple of special teams, like if that were the workload that was put on you? Are you there, you know, condition-wise, I guess, game-wise, to be able to do that at this point?
Yeah, I think I should be good. You know, I definitely love punt return, so, you know, hopefully I get an opportunity to get back there and return a couple punts. And, you know, on offense, just stay at the pace that I'm at.